Welcome to a BBC London News special live from the grand opening of St Pancras International. The Queen's invited, the Prime Minister's invited, and so are you. We'll be celebrating this monument from the...
大家好，我是 Oliver。 您刚才听到的录音是 BBC 伦敦新闻的一个特别节目，报道伦敦圣潘克勒斯国际火车站盛大的剪彩启用仪式。
Hello, I'm Yang Li. In BBC Learning English Today, we are taking you to the new St. Pancras International. Now I'm standing here at the new St. Pancras station with lots of people taking photos. There are quite a few signature features here. The famous St. Pancras clock has been restored to its former glory. Under the big clock...is this huge sculpture about 9 meters high of a couple kissing each other. The champagne bar on the platform keeps people busy. But a very impressive technological achievement is the self-cleaning glass roof of the station that makes every corner of the station so bright. It's truly awesome to look at.
据报道，光是玻璃屋顶的装修就耗资1亿3000万英镑。
Good memory, Oliver. It is the 14th of November, the first day the Eurostar trains will depart from the new terminal. I wonder what it is like being a first day traveler.
在车站的启用仪式现场，我们采访了一对早在2年前就预定了车票的老夫妇。老先生首先评论起了车站的改造工程来。
Lovely seeing the arches in it, all nice blue painted, with the old brickwork still retained there. They haven't gone and plastered it over with some different colour. Lovely, lovely roof lights, superb. And outstanding is the clock they got at the end. I've just been down and taken a photo of that. We're looking forward to going on Eurostar. So we've been on Eurostar several times, but it's great to be here on the first day from St. Pancras. Such a lovely station. Very great occasion this is, lovely.
老先生说，看到这些重新被油漆过的蓝色的柱子，真让人高兴。特别是改造后，一些原有的建筑还依旧保持最初的样子，没有被重新搞成其他的颜色。
He also said that the roof lights are superb and the big clock is outstanding.
The lights are superb, 特别漂亮。 The clock is outstanding, 非常突出。
As a first day traveler, he feels this is a great occasion.
但是对他的夫人而言，感觉的却是手捧一杯香槟，站在站台上，那是相当引人注目的。
I thought this would be the only time I'm standing here on St. Pancras Station with a glass of champagne.
Yeah, saying about champagne, they have this wonderful champagne bar.
Bar?
Yeah, how do you like it?
Yes, I think it's wonderful.
Yes.
We have 4 hours in Paris, enough time for dinner, and then we come back home. We get home about 10 o'clock tonight.
哦，这对老夫妇会乘坐欧洲之星做一次当天往返的巴黎一日游。
Along the Champagne Bar, which is the longest in Europe, I met a couple of Londoners admiring this new landmark.
It's from the history of the building forward to the future of the building. And considering that this building is about 150 years old, and we now hope it'll be going forward for another 150 years,I just think it's quite amazing that we have this beautiful, beautiful building, and it was in great difficulties from time to time, and now they've managed to bring it all together, and we now have the glory of the past going forward to the future.
She said that it is wonderful to have the glory of the past going forward to the future.
Glory of the past, 辉煌的过去。
Another visitor told me that the last time he came to St. Pancras was in 1944.
This is my second visit to the station, and it's so different from 1944. My memories of the station overall are wartime, being evacuated from here and seeing steam trains, but steam engines were lovely. And yet now I come here...I'm still enjoying it, even with smooth, electric-looking trains, but it's still got its old aura about it, you know, which I love.
It was steam trains and steam engines that he remembered about St. Pancras Station.
Steam engines, 蒸汽机车。
Now the station is full of smooth electric trains, but it still has its old aura about it, which he loves.
Smooth electric trains, 运行平稳的电力机车，但车站仍然保存着一些过去的气氛 ，an old aura.旧时的气氛。
Well, one thing is certain, St. Pancras has definitely become a major London landmark, a station to rival New York's Grand Central in both size, scale, and beauty.
St. Pancras 已经毫无疑问地成为了伦敦主要的标志性建筑。
Take the Eurostar from St. Pancras next time you travel to Paris and see the splendid station for yourself.
Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.